the journey from Östergötland. The image remains within him throughout his life. Anders Andrew Cassell was 13 years of age that early morning in May 1845. 50 years later, he remembers the scene as if it were yesterday, when he speaks about the departure. On the courtyard in Björkerid, the horses are standing, snorting, and a bit anxious, already harnessed to the wagons, which are filled to the brim with trunks, food, crates, and bags. The sun has just risen behind the brow of the forest, and the air feels chilly, although it is in the middle of May. Around, the company of 21 persons, relatives, and friends have gathered to bid farewell to the travelers to America. The parting is both solemn and sad. What future awaits the emigrants from the Skövde area? Peter Cassell is the leader of the group. It consists of his own family, his wife, children, his sister and sister-in-law, his best friends, and the miller, Johan Danielsson, and his family. The equipages with horses and wagons, adults and children, set out on the first leg of the journey, approximately 60 kilometers before they reach the locks at Berg, near the Göta Canal, outside the town of Linköping. There the group embarks on a steamboat for a further trip on the canal, and then onto Lake Vänern. On the arrival in the harbor of Gothenburg, another 4 persons from Ödensvi parish in Kalmar join the group, and thus they are a total of 25 emigrants. Unfortunately, they are not allowed to sail off immediately because the ship was not approved at the inspection, as it was found rotten and unseaworthy for the long crossing. While waiting for another ship to be put in order for their voyage, the emigrants are now offered lodgings on Captain Lindberg's farm outside Gothenburg. If they are willing to assist him in restoring his house, he is, in return, willing to reduce the cost of the voyage from 60 to 50 riksdaler banco per person. The offer is accepted, and Peter Cassell's knowledge as a master builder is now put to use. Almost a whole month passes on the captain's farm with tense expectations. It is not until the middle of June 1845 that the group is allowed to embark on the brig Superb for the voyage to New York. Superb is not any immigrant ship per se, but a cargo vessel that transports iron bars between Gothenburg and Hamburg on its way on its ordinary route. But on the other hand, it is not unusual that cargo vessels are put in order for bringing immigrants and passengers in steerage on top of the cargo. Superb is thus no exception.